Windows.
It's pure Microsoft. Well,
they don't have the Linux client out yet, so I can't. This is all running in a virtual machine inside my...
Most of our computers around here are Linux-based, so we have to tease Justin when I see the Windows logo come up.
But he has a very neat desk. Mine is full.
Well, it's because this is the only thing I use it for.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. We can see your Chrome.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. I don't know.
Maybe I'll see if I can pull it up. It's dev dot.
Dev dot plantium dot org.
Okay.
There it goes.
It's coming there. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm looking at it on mine too. So basically, Marie-Angelique and Elizabeth, too, I don't know. I think Elizabeth was probably on the call before when we talked about this, but we're moving to using the Amigo 2.0.
It's actually 2.3.
But... Oh, is it 2.3? Well, Amigo 2, anyway, whatever flavor of it
right. We
actually have up. So, yeah, so kind of show us where we're at with it so far.
All right, well, right now I don't have any of the annotations loaded because I was doing testing yesterday where I didn't need the annotations. But the ontologies are loaded. Anyways, there's a list of the different ontologies that I have loaded here. Although, like I said, we're actually having a problem. The environment ontology is also loaded, but does not show up on this list. And we're working on figuring out why. For some reason, when we load it and the plant trait ontology, it just doesn't show up.
Oh. Okay.
I don't really know what else you want me to show, though.
Well, maybe go to the front page, how you can put a term in and it auto fails and it shows all that. So try leaf again. That's what we always demo.
So you have loaded all available ontologies as per the schema that Pankaj was used to show what you would find of Planteum, isn't it? Plant ontology, plant ontology, chibi, environment ontology. Plant disease ontology is not there yet.
Right, except, like I said, the environment ontology doesn't show up. It's loaded, but for whatever reason, it doesn't want to show up. It's fine if I load it by itself. But, yeah, the rest of them are all here.
Yeah, and just for people's clarification, we're talking about, so there's actually what we're calling the plant on environment ontology is experimental conditions, basically. So it's not the ENVO. ENVO is another one that we may actually use parts of as we move forward, but it's actually, it's got the acronym EO, or the ID space EO right now, and it describes environmental conditions. So, yeah, that's great. I'll be interested to know how that goes, and so... It's weird that you can see the TO there.
Mm-hmm.
Leaf chlorosis. Okay.
Right. And if I don't load the TO, the EO terms show up fine.
Yeah.
So.
Can we go back to that main screen again?
Sure.
So under where you showed all the ontologies, is PEDO in there?
Yeah, although it only says it has three terms.
Yeah. And the other strange thing is how under ontology source it's loading it based on the namespace.
Yeah, that's something I think we can change eventually. We just haven't got to there.
That's why plant anatomy and the plant structure development stages are shown as separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then but we have,
it does that for the Go ones as well.
Right, the Go ones are split up. And you see the majority of the PEDO terms are here under quality. I think that's the bulk of them there.
Oh, okay, that's why.
I'm pointing with my mouse, but you can't see it, so. Yeah, you can see. And ECO are the evidence codes from Go.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's great. All right, well, let's move on. Maybe you could stop sharing and I will start sharing. If I can find my screen now. There we go. This time. Okay, oops, I don't want to put that in. So the actual agenda here for today is shown here. Can you all see that?
Yes.
So maybe we should first just welcome Marie-Angelique officially to the project. Great mm-hmm. to have you on board. Do you want to give a couple of notes about your background and how you came about coming to the project?
Yeah, sure. So I have a background in bioinformatics, and during my PhD, I've been trained to ontology engineering and functional plant traits. After that, my first postdoc was on remote sensing images. So I work on how ontologies can be used to automatically classify remote sensing images. After that, I work for Elizabeth on the crop ontology project, and I mainly work on SCoS and how the crop ontology can be modeled using SCoS. And in the meantime, I work for the TRI project. So TRI is the biggest database of traits, plant traits only. So yeah, I work for them, and we develop a thesaurus of plant traits, also in SCoS. And yeah, recently I've been hired by FAO. And at FAO, I work on the AgroVoc project and on the GAX projects. So GAX, it's a project, a big project. So GAX stands for Global Agriculture Concept Scheme. And yeah, the partner involved were USDA, FAO, and CABI in the UK.
And that's
G-A-A-C-S.
G-A-A-C-S. I think Elizabeth maybe had a comment.
No, I was helping. I mentioned that in previous Skype with Pankaj, in fact.
And tell us a little bit about the AgroVoc.
So AgroVoc is a thesaurus on agriculture. So you have to, so it's modeled in SCoS. And in SCoS Excel, the extension of SCoS, it's a multilingual, so you have up to 20 different languages. And the terms, cover the broad agriculture in the broad sense. I mean, you have soil types, so you can have also all the different countries. You have diseases of plants or anything that can be related to agriculture.
Okay.
But they don't have traits.
No, they don't have traits, that's true.
Right. So are they using the TRI database or?
In AgroVoc?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Using another source of trait?
Yeah.
No.
Not yet.
And is it associated with data or is it more descriptive?
I mean, the thesaurus is used to index documents. Okay. So using through the platform named Agris. So it just used for indexing purposes.
But it's widely used by bibliographic reference databases across worldwide. Even us, when we developed the banana bibliography database, we use AgroVoc terms. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy, you can also make a very easy automatic translation of the keywords because AgroVoc is translated, as you said, around 25 languages.
Wow.
Okay. So it's very convenient.
Wonderful. Well, great. Thank you very much. So the next item on the agenda is I was going to share with people that we're making some progress on transitioning the SVN to GitHub. And thank you very much, Justin, for all your hard work on this. You got over the first hump with it, which is the big one. So the goal, I'll show it on the screen here. The goal, this is our GitHub repository or our GitHub organization showing the different repositories. And right now we have just a couple of test ones really up here. The plant trait ontology, Justin has transferred the plant trait ontology repository from our SVN site and was able to bring in all of our history, which is really important. Mm-hmm. This was a big undertaking, figuring out how to get this to work.
Good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So right now the model that we're looking at using at GitHub is separate repositories for the different, each different ontology. And we've put up four of the CGIAR biodiversity repositories, files. These are basically just the OBO files that were available.
I really need to clarify this prefix of CGIAR.
Okay. You can certainly do that. I was going to ask you about that today. Do you want to talk about that or?
Because I don't know if we should put IBP.
Oh, okay.
Or CGIAR. That's my concern. Unfortunately, this point didn't. I forgot to raise that point to Jean-Marcel when I was in Mexico, but I could drop a mail quickly.
Yeah. What? I don't think it's any problem to change the names, right, Justin?
Yeah, as long as it's changeable, it's okay. Yeah. I hope.
Right.
I think so.
Because we changed the name on the plant.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think if you change the name of the repo, it's fine. But if you change the name of a file, I think you could lose the history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
I think you can just do it. And right now there is no history. So.
Access? If I type the link, can I have a screen? Can I make a screenshot of this so I can quickly share it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, let's go and look at the organization here.
Okay, so you split per ontology plus one, which is called Planteum reference ontologies.
And you know, Elizabeth, we should add you here so that you're an administrator. I don't see you listed here.
At least.
Do you have a GitHub?
Yeah. Login, yes.
So you should send that to me. I can invite you right now.
I don't remember. I need to check. I have too many logins. Let me check which one is.
Okay, you can email it to me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Chris is just joining us. This is Chris Mungall. Say hello.
Hi.
We have Marie Angelique and Justin and Elizabeth and I on the call. Have you met Marie Angelique?
I have not, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice to meet you.
Maybe you could introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm at Lawrence Berkeley Labs, and I've been kind of like working on projects like the gene ontology and a number of kind of animal anatomy ontologies for a few years now. And our group develops the Amigo genome ontology annotation browser, which we are adapting for the Planteum project along with Justin. And I'm also working on helping set up and maintain the Planteum ontologies.
And it's Chris Mungall.
Yeah, I think that probably Marie-Angelique knew you through your publications, of course.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And Marie-Angelique is the new hire working with Elizabeth at Bioversity.
But we can't see her. Huh? You can only see four people in the...
I can see it, Marie-Angelique.
I can see only four.
I can see Chris's nose and up and a lovely picture there. I see your face.
Yeah.
And a lovely picture
behind. Yeah. Okay, I can see Marie.
And Marie-Angelique is based in Switzerland.
Yeah.
You want to just say hello?
Hello. From Switzerland.
Okay. Marie-Angelique just joined the project in Bioversity, so she works with us, but based in Bioversity.
Yeah, good. So, Chris, we took a quick look real briefly at the new Amigo browser, just to show Marie-Angelique, and she's new on the project, and we were just looking at the progress that we've made on GitHub. I don't know if you've heard. Justin got the plant trait ontology transferred over here with all the history. Very nice. So
love it. You got the history. Excellent. That's great.
Yeah, very nice job, you guys. That's great. Thanks for all your help, Chris, and thanks for all your hard work on this, Justin. I know it's kind of a stop and start. So we haven't moved anything else over here yet. I'm gonna do some testing on this. And one of the things that we need to get set up before we start using this is we have a development browser that we use. And so Justin's going to work on getting it linked to our development browser so that changes will show up fairly rapidly, like it reloads every night. So for the developers. So. Okay. Any other questions or comment? We're going to add, Elizabeth's going to send me her ID and we're going to add her to the organization here. This still contains, this reference, Pantheon reference ontology still contains, this repository still contains some files. They were kind of put up there as a test. And I think we can go ahead and get rid of this now.
Okay.
The only thing we didn't want to get rid of your comment that was in here, Chris. So I don't know, maybe we can just, can we transfer this to...
You can copy and paste it, yeah.
Copy and paste it, something else.
Yeah, or I can regurgitate it verbatim, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not a big deal. And I don't think the other ones were of anything. You just requested that it needed to be renamed, which it had been, has been. So it looks like the model of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is the full set. What about the anatomy? Did we decide... Would combine that into one repo with the traits or all the references, or would you have a separate repo?
We kind of decided, I think, that this model of having a separate repo for each ontology is better.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that each one could have its own tracker and issues and a wiki. And you know, it'd be nice if we could kind of put them together in a folder, but I don't think that's really a possibility.
You can do whatever you like on your local checkouts.
Right, right.
You could have, just make a directory that is Plantium and just check everything out there. But GitHub doesn't have any higher level of organization other than just orgs and a flat list of repos.
Can I ask a question I may have asked already last time, but perhaps I don't remember the answer, I'm sorry. It's only OBO files on the GitHub.
Well, there will be other files later.
Okay.
Right now, there's in the CGIAR.
The OBO files were the only ones that really had any history worth keeping over. So we can just put the OWL files there, but they're just done by using the OWL tools to convert the OBO to OWL.
At least for right now, anyway. Let me pull something up here.
Yeah, and that might not be the best strategy moving forward. Just often you don't always want to commit derived files into the VCF. You might want to have some different method for distributing those, but we don't need to go into those details right now.
Eventually, we're going to be developing it in OWL anyway. So yeah, we can sort out those that information as we go along.
Yeah, because we were discussing with Leo. If we, because you remember that we are managing Excel files with the users, and when we upload on our site, Marie made a routine so we can get out of this thread dictionary an OBO file, a very simplistic OBO file. So if we want to upload with you the other species, shall we upload the OBO format, or what would be interesting for
you? Well, it's your source is the Excel, though, yeah. So maybe the CSV might be best. I mean, you could load the Excel file itself, but you wouldn't want to do that. But if you, there's some advantages to doing the CSV. It's closest to the source that you're using.
Right.
And it works quite well with kind of like diffs and version control. And GitHub actually has some, if you actually give it the file suffix .tsv, GitHub actually has some nice methods for just looking at that directly on the web. So you can make quick changes.
when we were in CIMIT last week, and we discussed with the team of the integrated breeding platform, who are our first users of the trade dictionaries, and they published the Excel files on their website, and we decided that we should have only one source for getting the latest trade dictionaries. So we were wondering with Leo if we could use the GitHub once it is released as a source of version trade dictionary for the breeding platform. Or is it too...
No, it sounds like a sensible approach, I think.
Okay.
If you can put them in... Did you say CSV or TSV?
CSV.
T as in Tom?
T like... No, cassava.
T like tomato or C like cassava?
See, like cassava, we are among plant people, you know.
Chris, were you saying a T as in Tom SV file?
Yeah, tab separated values.
Tab separated values, yeah. So T as in tomato SV. Yeah.
The difference between a TSV and a CSV is whether it's a tab or a comma that separates them.
Right. Okay, right.
So which one is the best? Sorry, I didn't get it.
Tab is easier to read.
The tomato is better than
the cassava. Yes. Okay. Tomatoes better than cassava, yeah. Because okay. GitHub is more set up to handle that kind of file. I think it'd be really nice to have the source files in this central repository and get in the habit of using that as your team is working with them. Yeah. And we can also store, what about storing the SCoS versions as well? You have SCoS versions of the ontologies as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marie knows about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm not that familiar with SCoS, but would that work, Chris?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was wondering if we load the OBO file, the SCoS version, and the TSV, probably... Without not too complicated, we should have folders, as you mentioned, per crop, or what?
Well, so this each repository is sort of like a, it's kind of like a folder. So the right, this one is for the rice. So all of your rice files could go in this one repository.
It's already a folder in a way. Okay.
It's like a folder, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So everything should go there for rice.
Right. Okay. And, you know, we could establish, there are mechanisms here to have an issue tracker for this. So for the rice traits, an issue tracker, a wiki, you know, you could use this to put notes and so on.
Yeah. I know the GitHub wiki.
Yeah.
I've used it.
Yeah, it's got lots of functionality.
Yeah, it's nice.
And we can name this whatever you guys decide you want to name it. So, yeah. So right now we just have rice, maize, wheat, and cassava.
So when would be this GitHub released? Because it's a, can we share that, for example, with the integrated breeding platform and they start to see if they can get the file out for their platform? Or do you want us to wait a little bit?
I think anytime. I think you can... Someone who knows more about GitHub could answer this maybe better than I can, but can we send them a link to like just this repository?
Send a link to whatever you like. But the one thing I'd say is I don't know about the CGIAR users, but for most of Plantium, you should never in general kind of like, you know, give people URLs of a particular version hosting solution hard-coded in them. You know, we'd give them URLs like the OBO library Perls, and they would always resolve to the latest version.
Right.
So like in SVN, you could link to head. Does Git have a similar function?
Link to head. Oh, yeah. So for the Perls, we could either have them redirect to the kind of raw GitHub files, which is basically, mm-hmm. yeah, in the main, in master, which is like head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or another solution is you just have a release process where they get put onto some kind of web visible file system somewhere. or Amazon S3 or EFS, anything like that. So the point is you can decouple. You don't hard code some project specific information in the kind of URLs that you give your users.
Right. Okay.
Right. So the idea is set up a Perl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe
I think a Perl is already set up for the crop ontology. We have that, but I'm not sure.
But it doesn't point to here, though.
No.
I don't think it's any problem to get those set up. Yeah, it'd be great to see some activity here to get this in use.
It's just that we discussed a way for this integrated building platform to get the latest version of the threat dictionary once we decide to upload them. Mm-hmm. And so it would, there is a developer behind that platform who is ready to manage a routine for that.
Oh.
Yeah, Brandon Took, I think is his name. I can't find the chat of our discussion. Ah, yes, here. So here you have the breeding platform. And on this breeding platform, if you log in, you have pages, one page per crop. And each page proposes the threat dictionary of our ontology for download.
Mm-hmm.
It would be to tell them to link those pages to the GitHub.
Okay, so maybe, Elizabeth and Chris, how would we go about getting these Perls set up? What are the steps that we would have to do, Chris? They would have to send it to you?
They want
to link to, or?
As far as the OBO and AL files, they should be available that for anything in a registered OBO library ID space like PO or EO, they would go via an OBO library Perl. I have no idea what you want the plans to be for all these other ontologies and whether you want them to be registered with the OBO library or you want to have different kinds of Perls to resolve to those. I have no idea what you've kind of done in the past and what kind of things your users require. So, and there would be issues. We would have to change the IDs if we want these to be OBO library Perls to remove the underscores.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But there's no particular reason for them to be OBO library Perls. I don't know. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
What the kind of the long-term plan is here.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I assume you just need to keep supporting your existing users using whatever URLs that they've been using so far.
Yeah, but yeah, if I'm trying to share with you the links to the page in the chat of the of our discussion.
Fine.
I'm sorry. Where? How can I?
You want to use the Zoom chat? Yeah.
So look, here you have a link. The second link is the link to the page for Cassava, for example. So that's why I'm not sure they want to have OBO at this level, because this is only the platform where breeders can go and get all the resources about one crop or can have the breeding management system. So it's the resource platform. And as you see, they put on one page all the resources available. And then you have phenotyping, so you can link to the crop ontology of that crop, but you can also get the threat dictionary in English and in French. And then it depends what they want, but if you click here, you will have an Excel file. And what we are concerned about is about storing those threat dictionary in GitHub Planteum, in the platform of the IBP. I have separate version, and it will be very difficult to keep them align with the versioning. So we were thinking that if those pages can point to the GitHub and get back the threat dictionary out of it, they always will have the latest version.
Right, and that sort of is I think it sounds like a better workflow or best practice than having different versions.
You would keep both the TSV and the XLS in GitHub? So yeah. How large, what's the largest Excel file you have?
Well, I don't know. It's not large. It's a list of threads with, 10 columns filled in by 10.
XLS format can introduce massive redundancies. Right. And if I don't know if you kind of like use colors and things like that, or if
I can open it.
We could ask Brandon, who is in charge of this website, if he could get a certain format out of GitHub and convert that. So it's
only Excel can open the TSV files just fine.
Okay, so that could be a solution.
That would be my favorite solution if you just link to the TSV. But I don't know how that works for all. Maybe some users might get confused. I don't know. I guess it's possible they may not.
Okay, I will go back to the team maintaining that platform, and I will discuss with them what they feel would be the best. And if it's doable, we will. And if they feel it's it may confuse our users, we will see.
So if the latest version was stored on GitHub as a TSV file, I think what people are saying, then maybe there could be a conversion between the TSV and this spot.
Yeah, exactly. They could open it in Excel.
Excel. Yeah. Are they pretty set on the Excel?
I imagine so.
Elizabeth?
The users, yes.
Yeah, okay.
They only love Excel, you know. They told me, keep it simple, keep it in Excel. Yeah. Readers and data managers, you know. So that's why I'm... So I would like to use your idea of having GitHub as one source of several file formats, and at least have this platform talking to the GitHub. So we only have to upload there, and it's published.
So I think we're all on the same page here. It's just a matter of kind of sorting out these technicalities.
Exactly.
That's fine. I don't think that's a problem. We can move forward on that. So whatever you want to do in terms of the names, maybe we should talk real quick, since Elizabeth's here and Chris is here, about the prefixes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, all the ontologies are called CO_ and then the number. And I think we talked about this a little bit at one of the previous calls about how the numbers refer to the different crops.
It's we inherited that from it's a legacy code of crops. And then when the project started in 2006, they decided to allocate this code to each crop and for phenotyping. And you have, I think, another code for anatomy. So this is not really ontologically compliant, but this is how the project started.
Yeah.
So we are a bit stuck with that.
There's some minor technical details. Use of the underscore will cause problems possibly in the Obo to Owl translation. So I wonder if it's possible to change that.
I don't know. This is used by in Obo Edit as well. So I don't know what would be the issues with the transformation, but what would you suggest to use?
Either some different separator or just no separator at all, just CO then the number. But it depends what the long-term plan here as well. I mean, will these be maintained kind of as their own ontologies in perpetuity? Do you want to register these with the Obo library, because it may end up being quite a large list of ontologies?
Mm.
Or do you want to kind of like, for the Obo library purposes, do you want to kind of like combine these into one sort of ontology? It can be sort of dynamically segregated.
So you could still get your threads only per crops, but without maintaining them separately, it's what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of some big questions and some big...
It's important because the access per crop is very much willing by the users, because we are working with breeders, and their entry point is the crop they are used to work on. So this is why we have this structure at the moment. It's more to accommodate breeders than ontology users. But... I don't know what would be the future of that. Because of course you could have an entry point on a threat concept and then access all the variation per crop. But at a certain point, the breeder will need to see all the threats he needs for his crop.
Right.
So I don't know. It's more a way of...
So I see some of them here have a GCP prefix.
Yeah, this is a legacy, this one. Yeah. Otherwise, all the others have been removed.
So
this was what? It was maize or wheat? No?
It was rice.
Rice, yes. So rice, maize, and wheat were the very first one developed with OBO, and when the project started, they start with the GCP, and then after they changed for CGIAR, and then we were asked to remove because it's more IBP than CGIAR, and we have partners, so it has been a long story of changing this. So that's why I would agree to change. It's really if it accommodates the project, but we have to make a wise decision on which prefix.
Yeah, and we don't want to. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, no matter.
Yeah, and the ontology is used by a large repository of evaluation trial dataset, ACT trial. So if we change something, we have to also to make sure it's compliant with what they have.
So it's just kind of something to for think about and probably it'll be helpful now. We have Marie Angelique on the team to help think about how to engineer these and make things work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of her role is, Marie, it's to think about the better schema and re-engineering a little bit. Better.
What are your thoughts on it, Marie Angelique?
Yeah, I didn't know that the underscore was an issue with OBO. So first, I learned something.
I think it's more of an issue with OWL.
It's the OBO to OWL translation.
Ah, okay. Because I think it's not a problem with OWL.
The translation.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Really, I'm open to any suggestion. I think it can be changed easily, just technicalities, but yeah, the important point is we have still users that are currently using all these ontologies through the API or any sort of export file. So yeah, it's important that the user can still use the ontology.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's something that you guys need to discuss a bit amongst your team. And one of the big question is kind of, I think, do you want to make these a unified ontology?
No, I mean, I think it's clear that for the users, they need to be able to see separate ones. So we can have, things can be split any number of different ways. You can have one big ontology and you can generate views from it, or you can have multiple small ontologies and you can merge them into a kind of like a big combined view. So, and it's clear that the crop ontology users need to be able to see things just for their crop, and they don't want to see kind of lentils creeping into their barley or whatever. So
heavens no.
Yeah. there's just some, I mean, we have to think about on the Plantium side as well. So presumably we're going to want to load all of these into the Amigo instance. Just depending on how many of these different ontologies they are, it could get to be quite just difficult to configure if each one has its own ID space. One thing we could do is make some kind of like combined view where they're kind of like all in the same ID space. But then there's some other way in which they're kind of like separated into the sub like different species. Because presumably if you would like people, if they're browsing Amigo and they're usual users, say, when they kind of like want to find out more about it, they would go to your website. So do you have a kind of like a universal resolver so that I can plug in NACO ID and go back to the relevant page?
I think so.
Yeah, you can directly use the URL if you use cropontology.org/ I don't know, RDF, for example, and then the COID will resolve.
Excellent, yes. So from our point of view, it's a little bit easier to maintain if we have some kind of pipeline whereby we just kind of combine these into the same IDs. Well, how many of these kind of crop ontologies are there, and how is the list likely to kind of like grow significantly?
At the moment, we should have something like 19 crops, something like that. Yeah. And we are adding, yes, we are, this year we will be adding three new ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And a couple of the ones listed on here are actually, this is the Solanaceae phenotype ontology from Soy Bay, not Soy
Bay. This is SGM.
Yeah. And then soy base is on here as well.
So those are not, I don't count those in fact, because they are not in the IBP per se.
Are you using soy base terms?
We have mapped the soybean ontology developed by breeders across reference. Each term that could be found in soy base ontology was cross referenced.
Ah, okay.
Rex helped us for that.
Yeah. So they're kind of mapped to each other. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Okay, well, maybe we should move on. I think this gives us some things to think about and continue to kind of talk about. And maybe it's not quite ready for you to share with users, but we can work towards that goal.
Okay.
So any other final comments? And this, it's helpful every time we talk about this and look at more. Any update from your end as far as your meetings at CIMMYT with Rosemary? And
so yeah, the largest time we spent was with the integrated breeding platform team per se. Rosemary and Kate, we only had one meeting to understand what are the curation process they are doing on wheat and maize data. Mm-hmm. So the objective of that meeting was more to make sure that what Leo is doing is very much aligned with the fieldbook needs and revise our best practice and rules for curating trade dictionaries. And there was two conclusion of that discussion is one, in the trade dictionaries, we will have to add columns about standard variables, the names of standard variables, because in fact, when breeders mention traits, it's closer to a variable than a trait concept. So we decided that our template will have additional columns where breeders can indicate their variables the way they are used to store, which is the property, the method, and the scale combined. Mm-hmm. And this variable will be directly used by the breeding management system to create fieldbook, because the variables names in the fieldbook have to be created that way with underscores. And the second modification we should be bringing to the template is, but not right now, but in the future, is the trait column will be split into two as much as possible to follow the entity attribute model that is closer to an ontology description. So instead of having germination percentage as a trait, you would have seed germination, and percentage will be the scale of the method. So we want to clean the trade dictionary that way. And this is where Marie will be also, her help will be very useful, because we are probably bringing our trade dictionary closer to the type of terms you would expect for the mapping to plant and trait ontology.
Great. And I think we had talked about adding a column for the TO terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but normally, yeah, at the moment it's XREF, so okay.
Right. Yeah, but Laura, I have a question regarding this point. I mean, if we are going to define each ontology concept using a formal definition in all, I mean, if we are doing the same with TO, I think a reasoner can just map, or should be able to map the two concepts. So I don't, maybe it's important, it's great to have the TO colon in the thread dictionary, but I think it's maybe not mandatory if we don't have the information.
Yep, you're quite right. Yeah, we should be able to just infer it using a reasoner. So
I think we're kind of a long ways down the road, or maybe a fair ways down the road from being able to do that, though.
Do you mean on the TO side or on the CO side?
No, maybe from both sides.
Well, we have a lot of logical definitions in TO. So,
yeah.
How would they be maintained in CO? Would they actually be maintained in the Excel file? You would have two values, or would that be separate?
I think it would be a separate file. I'm not a fan of Excel. I prefer, if I have to do an ontology, I prefer to use all or any. Mm-hmm.
Nothing besides Excel, yeah.
Yeah, so for my point of view, I prefer to develop ontologies using an ontology editor or using Jenna or anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's great.
I think at the level of our breeders and data manager, the Excel as it is, it's probably fine, and we could decide that on the way to mapping the two ontologies, we create that... or we create that information about the mapping. But if you create a column of on TO in the Excel, most of the time it may be not filled in.
Yeah.
Because they may debate, you know, about is it the proper term to map or not. So I think it should be at the level of the curation.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then it would have to be in a separate document? I mean, you say right now...
It could
now,
be something like a bridging OBO or RL file. That's one way we've done these things in the past. So you have your kind of like your list of traits in one ontology, and then you have a bridging. And we did this for the trait ontology too. It was the trait XP file.
Right.
And then you basically kind of import all the ontologies that you need, and you just include the equivalence axioms in that file. That's one way of doing it.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of things to think about here. So, do you have an idea which is one of the ontologies going to be kind of the test case? You know, we had kind of talked about focusing on rice and rice, wheat, and maize, or maybe cassava. I don't know, Elizabeth, what you...
Yeah, in fact,
wants to do.
Leo and Julian will work on adding variables to the crops which are on the integrated breeding platform. It's only 10 crops. And they made a work plan for having the thread dictionary at least with the variables by end of June, as much as possible. But the creation of the two subcolon with entity attribute will happen between June and September or October with other props. Because, it's quite a change compared to what we were used to have before.
Yeah. So the first focus will be these 10 that are part of the IBP.
As usual, wheat and maize are high on the priority.
Right. And cassava is in there as well, it looks
like. Exactly.
Rice, wheat, and maize. So that it sort of covers the ones that we've kind of flagged as our primary ones. So just keep us informed how that moves ahead, and happy to help with that in any way. Okay. I was hoping that Dennis might call in today and give us an update on what's happening. There's a hire going on at OSU here, and there's also one going on at New York Botanic Garden. And we don't really know the status of the New York Botanic Garden one. Here at OSU, we have been very busy for the last 2 weeks with a number of interviews. Pankaj actually has two positions because he has a position in the Reactome project as well. So we were interviewing people for both Reactome and the Plantome project. So right now we have a couple of candidates that look promising for each of those positions. And hopefully by the end of this week, once he gets back, he'll be able to maybe make a decision and make an offer to someone on the Plantome project, and hopefully get that person on board fairly soon. So that would be great if we could do that. Any questions on what I had planned on doing today was talking about the work that we've been doing on the plant disease ontology and the future plans for the plant stress ontology. But I think since we're almost out of time, I think maybe we should leave that till our next meeting.
Yeah.
Our next meeting is planned for the 26th of May.
Okay. Because today I have to leave sharp on time because I'm preparing a cake for the birthday of my son. I'm sorry, it's a family commitment. He's turning 18.
I'm getting late there. But one thing I wanted to talk about is schedule of the future meetings and the format for future meetings.
Can I have just a comment, Laurel, about because I cannot attend all the meetings. So it turns that since the beginning of the project, I never had meetings with George Kuptos and John Dunan.
Yeah.
And I know that John was about also to recruit someone. So is there any news from them?
Well, so that's a good point, actually. I think the postdoc position will actually be with George.
Okay.
And I was actually thinking about that this morning, that George has had a hard time joining our meetings. He did come to the all hands meeting last time. But we probably need to kind of set up a separate meeting with them and talk to them about what's happening at their end. The next all hands meeting is planned for May 21st, Thursday, May 21st. So it's next week, and then I'm trying to have the ontology meetings on the weeks that we're not having all hands meetings, because it's a lot to do to have.
And I'm traveling next week again.
You're traveling next week, so you won't be able to call in on Thursday?
No, I will be in South Africa, so it will be quite difficult.
The travel schedule is crazy. But that's fine. And, you know, Elizabeth, you can always come online later and download it to your iPod so you can listen.
I can read the notes. And Marina is with us, so I also rely on her to be the go-between when I cannot be
here. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, if you want to download the audio recording and listen to it while you drive or whatever you want to do, I know you and I were talking about that one day. I sometimes listen to it when I'm doing dishes or something. So,
I will.
Let us know if there's anything we can do to kind of facilitate communication with you. Will you be around on the 26th?
26. Yes. And Marie will be with me normally.
Okay. Good. So we'll look forward to, and hopefully Marie-Angelique, I mean, you can join on the 21st.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it on the 21st.
Okay.
Of meeting NHRI, so.
Okay. 26th, you'll be here?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, it's really helpful to have this kind of smaller group discussions. So the goal for the ontology working group is to meet every other Tuesday. So that's kind of the format that's working out well for us right now. So we have the 26th, and then the next one would be on the 9th of June.
9th of June, I will be probably traveling to Rome.
Okay.
I will be in the plane.
But Marie-Angelique will be there.
Yeah. This year I'm traveling like I've been traveling since a while.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So I know it. We'll have the meetings, and if people can make them, they can make them. If not, we can catch up afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, anyway, the most important, I think, is to hold the meetings and have some progress in the discussion. So
Okay. So I think I'm going to table the plant disease ontology discussion for the 26th.
Okay.
If there's any other final questions or comments, you can wrap up.
That's on my side.
Yeah. I know it's kind of getting late there, and it's early here, but this is good. We're off to a good start today. So okay. Thank you all for coming, and part.
Okay.
Sure. So we'll be on the 26th.
Yeah. And
okay, thank you for organizing the meeting, Laurel.
Yeah, and Marie-Angelique or Elizabeth, if you want to talk another time with me, that, you know, on the weeks that you can't make it, that's great. I can always, we can always set up a Skype call or something like on. Yeah. It's kind of nice in a way to talk a little bit in between the two meetings if we have things going on. So
okay, sure.
It doesn't have to be that just this time.
And just just we perhaps have to decide a rough timeline when we can share the GitHub link with the IBP so they can start testing, getting the TSV files out of it. So when you are ready, you just let me know.
Well, I don't think there's really anything from my end that needs to be done to it. I think you guys need to decide on the prefix for the repositories.
And that's it.
And then put up whatever other files you wish. Oh, I know one thing I want to ask you, Chris. Justin and I were looking at, and you guys should be able to see this, Justin and I were looking at the other files that are in the Trade Ontology SVN.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go ahead and move these over to the GitHub?
Well, aren't you just like moving the entire repo anyway?
Well, I think so. I didn't know. What is this make file?
It's for making things. So
we can go to this
later, but yeah, we use make files a lot of the time for controlling our kind of build process. They specify the dependencies between all the various kind of like different files, so you can kind of create a pipeline so that your edit file is used to derive your kind of like your main build file, and then from that you can make kind of like the basic oboe version of the ontology, the owl version, and so on. So you should have, I see. So for plant trait ontology, you didn't move the full thing across.
Not yet, because Justin was just working out how to transfer.
Oh, wait, but you moved the plantium ref ontologies is everything, or is it? No.
Well, it is, but it's not.
We can't move everything because the association files are in there and they're too big.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So we're actually going to get rid of that plantium ref ontologies.
Okay.
But we could move all these.
I mean, whatever you like, you know, the makefile will probably need changed anyway. It was based, we're going to change the whole way we develop the trait ontology, so don't worry too much about it.
Yeah, well, and I think we were looking at them, and there's virtually no history to those files, so we could just import them in without worrying about the history we did for the trait.obo.
Yeah, or you can even leave any of those ones that you don't understand to me, and I'll take care of it.
Well, we could just transfer them over there, and if, you know, if we don't want to keep them, we don't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometime later this week, maybe. Well, I'm kind of busy this week, but we should talk about this a bit more about the release process and making a kind of like an importer file that's used for the project and things like that.
Okay. Do we want to schedule that?
Not right now, because I have to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We need to go.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I need to go too.
Guys, everybody, thank you. And we will talk next time.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.